Well, a warm welcome to this talk. It's Friday the 5th of May, although you may be watching a few days after the 5th of May. Now, we've looked at some reports about the debate in the UK Parliament about this new World Health Organization. Some people are calling it treaty. Technically, it's called the Pandemic Accord. And we'll just look at where we're getting this from, because there are some people that are really quite concerned about this. I'm not going to tell you to be concerned or not. I'm going to be giving some information and you can decide. But these are the sources. They're all directly from the World Health Organization. So there's that one, Intergovernmental Negotiating Body. There's this one, Working Group on Amendments to the International Health Regulations. Now, there's two things going on at the same time here, so it is a bit confusing. And let's hope one's not being used as a distraction for the other, because I think we need to look at both of them. This is the Working Group on the International Health Regulations, updating the regulations from 2005. And all the regulations are there. You can download the full report, which, to be fair, is open and transparent. You can see it and study it for yourself. Now, let me just give you a bit of a background here to what's going on. So this is from the WHO site. Countries around the world are currently working on negotiating and or amending two international instruments. Now, the first question here is, why are they doing two at the same time? Because this is causing confusion. Pity they haven't done one at the same time. Which will help the world to be better prepared when the next event with pandemic potential strikes. But as we'll see, it's more than pandemics that they're going to be talking about. Now, this is the first one we looked at, the Intergovernmental Negotiating Body. That's that first link we looked at there. Check it out for yourself. And they're saying this is as we've just read, that this response. So fair enough, it all sounds quite good. Commonly known as the Pandemic Accord. But at the same time, going on apparently concurrently, we've got this other thing, this amendments to the International Health Regulations. And these two have to be seen as a pincer movement, double whammy, something like that. Where are we? Here we are. Now, this is amendments to the International Health Regulation. And again, all the links are there. Do check it out for yourself. All my quotes are directly from the World Health Organization, public domain sources. To amend the current international health regulations first. Now, this is the 2005 regulation that they're amending. There's 66 articles in the 2005 accord. So it's quite detailed, really. And I wanted to find out if these MPs' concerns were justified, and we'll look at it now. So what they've done here is the changes are in bold, although the underline doesn't copy, and the strike through a proposal to delete existing text, but the strike through doesn't copy and paste either. So what I've done is I've put the ones that the strike throughs in Comic Sans. So what I've put in Comic Sans are the bits that are coming out or potentially coming out, and the bits in bold are new that are going in. Right, having said that, Article 1. Standing recommendations means non-binding advice. So non-binding will come out. And so presumably if the non-binding comes out, that means it's binding on governments. Temporary recommendations means non-binding. Again, non-binding will come out. So temporary recommendations means advice issued by the WHO. It's the non-binding is taken out, implying that it's, what can we say? We can say, well, it's now the non-binding bit is coming out, so does that mean it's binding? We would assume so. That's the interpretation of quite a few of the MPs we've looked at. For example, Article 2, scope and purpose. So remember, in bold, it's new, including through health systems readiness and resilience. So that sounds okay, readiness and resilience. In ways that are commensurate with and restricted to public health risk. So the point is here, this is coming out. The public health risk is coming out. So that means they can do this for any risk, all risk. So it's now all risk with the potential impact on public health. So the public health part is taken out. It's now all risk. So this is the part that's due to go in. So the World Health Organization could do this for other things. In its great esteemed wisdom, it considered a risk, not just public health things anymore. So pretty significant expansion of their reach there, just in a few things we've looked at already. Now, this is Article 3. And again, the implementation of these regulations shall be with the full respect for the dignity, human rights and fundamental freedoms of persons. This is coming out. This is proposed to come out. Now, what is wrong with regulations with full respect for the dignity, human rights and fundamental freedoms of the person? I don't know, but that is now out. So let's just clarify this. The World Health Organization are taking out the clause which says that the regulation shall be applied essentially with full respect for the dignity, human rights and fundamentals of freedoms of the person. That is now out. That is really, that bit is out. That is quite, that's quite concerning. So make sure that bit's crossed out because they want to take that bit out. Do check it out for yourself. Make sure I've got this right. Responsible authorities. Right, no, so this is new. Each state party should inform WHO about the establishment of its national competent authority responsible for the overall implementations of the international health regulations that will be recognised and held accountable. So the WHO here appears once nation states to set up national bodies to enforce their dictates, whatever you want to call it. Remember, the non-binding bit is now taken out. So you can, I'm starting to see why these MPs were a bit concerned about this. Article 5, the state party may request a further extension not exceeding 2 years from the Director General, who shall make the decision. So that bit's coming out, so make the decision. Refer the issue to the World Health Assembly, which will then take a decision on the same. So, again, just subtle bits being taken out here that can change the meaning of things. This bit is going in because it's in bold. World Health Organization shall collect information regarding events through its surveillance activities. So it seems to me that here that the World Health Organization wants to collect the information and collect that information itself. Again, you get the impression it's a centralisation of power issue to the World Health Organization. Anyway, let's go on. Notification. No sharing of genetic sequence data or information shall be required under these regulations. Well, that's really quite strange. I would have thought we would want to share genetic information about any new virus or bacterial or fungal infection or whatever it is. But of course, they're now saying that this is not just public health issues, this is any issues that the WHO deem to be a concern. What that could be isn't specified. They've just broadened this out, broadened their reach out. Article 9, under the heading Other Reports, before taking any action based on such reports, WHO shall consult with and attempt to obtain verification from the state party in whose territory the event is occurring. That's out. They're proposing to take that bit out. So why on earth wouldn't you want to consult with member states? I don't know, but it looks like the World Health Organization want to cut out the member state and just do this on their own bat. So that bit is coming out. Before taking any action based on such reports, World Health Organization shall consult and attempt to obtain verification from the state party in whose territory they may like to occur. Well, you don't need to bother with that. That is coming out. Again, WHO firmly in charge. Article 10, verification. While encouraging the state party to accept the offer of collaboration by the WHO, taking into account the views of such state party concern, well, that's coming out. It looks like the WHO don't need to take into account the views of the individual state. Do check on the sites I've given you. This is what I'm reading. If I've got it completely wrong, tell me. But this is what they're saying. exchange of information, very concerned about information control, of course, and we're only up to Article 11, which is all I'm going to do in this video. Again, this is new. WHO shall facilitate the exchange of information. So it's the World Health Organization now that's facilitating the exchange of information. So it looks like the exchange is all going through the good offices of the World Health Organization so they can decide what's best for you in rural Texas or rural Cumbria or wherever the heck you are in the Outer Hebrides. The World Health Organization knows best about your situation. Is that what they're saying here? Looks like it to me. They're going to facilitate the exchange of information between state parties and ensure that the event information site from the national IHR focal points offers a secure and reliable platform. So it's going to be secure and reliable. Reliable, presumably, according to the good dictates of the WHO. There you go. And our role is to say thank you. And it's secure, so hoi polloi, like nation states or individual experts, well, it's irrelevant. It's secure to the World Health Organization. A parties referred to in those provisions shall, and again, one of these subtle changes, shall not make this information generally available to other state parties. So it did say parties referred to in those provisions shall make this information generally available to other state parties. Now it's saying it shall not. Looks like you've got to go through the WHO. So it looks like the WHO here is saying, as I see it, we don't want countries talking to countries. Go through the WHO. We know best. We'll take care of it all. We don't want the United Kingdom talking to the United States. Oh, no, 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 no. Go through the World Health Organization. Parties referred to in those provisions shall make this information, shall make this information generally available to other state parties until such times when, this is the key thing here, when WHO determines it is necessary that such information is made available to state parties. So the WHO will decide when it's necessary, because this bit is new, to make informed, timely assessments. So there you go. The WHO is going to decide when information shall be made available to the United Kingdom. So if you're in the United Kingdom, don't need to worry about it. The WHO will determine when it's necessary that such information be made available to us. I guess all the scientists and doctors in the United Kingdom are a bit stupid. We need guided. Well, not that I'm putting myself in that elite group, but we need guided by the World Health Organization, it would appear. What words come to mind? Paternalistic, perhaps? Dictatorial? Controlling? I'll stop. I've given you a taste of what's in it. You decide. Do you like this or not? Check it out for yourself. Download the report. There it is. Just click download and you get the whole thing. In a range of languages. And we will leave it there. Thank you for watching.